From Red River Radio News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A seven-step burn plan is being carried out by Baton Rouge-based Explosive Services International, the contractor managing the destruction of 16 million pounds of M6 at Camp Minden. The Times reports officials met with concerned citizens and local residents yesterday on the disposal plan. The incinerator is in place and has been tested. Air monitoring has begun through four separate units that will be used throughout the process. Louisiana's credit rating has been downgraded after years of budget instability. The decision by Moody's Investors Service to drop the state's credit rating yesterday is the latest blow to a state teetering amid its budget woes. Credit ratings help determine interest rates when the state borrows money. Northwestern State University will open an International Student Resource Center Wednesday. Red River Radio's Austin Brosse reports on the growth of students coming to the Natchitoches campus from outside U.S. borders.
Northwestern State University said in a news release Thursday that the opening of the center signifies the growth of the international student body and an effort to better serve those students. The center also will be a gateway for NSU students seeking study abroad opportunities. The International Student Center will help streamline the application and admissions paperwork for students applying from outside the U.S. A ceremony is set for Wednesday at 4:30. LSU Shreveport announced last week it's expanding its international student footprint through the language company's homestay program. It seeks faculty and staff to be host families for the homestay program that lasts between 1 month and 9 months. I'm Austin Brosse reporting.
The state historian of Texas, Bill O'Neill of Carthage, will debut his new book on Texas icon Sam Houston Tuesday during a program at Panola College. The prolific writer has penned more than 40 books. This latest one explores Sam Houston's leadership abilities. O'Neill has been a lifelong fan of the larger-than-life Houston, who was a governor in two states, a military general, and lawyer.
My parents, knowing that I was a history nut even as a kid, very graciously took me to the Alamo one time, and they took me to Huntsville one time, where Sam Houston's home is, and museum, and now that gigantic statue that sits on I-45, 67 feet tall. At Panola College, where I've taught since 1970, I lectured for 30-some-odd years every semester in my Texas history classes about Sam Houston.
O'Neill delves into nuances about Houston's character that informed his leadership style. He was strong-headed, O'Neill says, and kept his own counsel as a political leader.
He would hear people out and so forth, but he never would tell you what he was doing. He definitely had a secretive side. He was very good about taking responsibility. You know, he said, we're going to do things my way, and if they didn't go well, well, he certainly took responsibility for them.
O'Neill's book, titled Sam Houston, A Study in Leadership, is published by Aiken Press of Fort Worth. O'Neill speaks in Panola's M.P. Baker Library at noon Tuesday. It kicks off 2 weeks of programs and signings by O'Neill across the state. Wednesday is Houston's birthday, coinciding with the 180th anniversary of the signing of Texas's Declaration of Independence. O'Neill will speak in Dallas as part of a Texas A&M Commerce Lecture Series Wednesday. Centenary College says it's tracking a spike in applications to the college for fall. According to a news release, applications have reached the highest level since 2012. This is Red River Radio.